It's that time of year. Mint juleps, big hats, beautiful animals. The first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. A field of now 19 horses set for tomorrow's 137th Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. And our friend Joe Drape, who covers the ponies for the New York Times, joins us from Louisville. And Joe, you always tell us it's tough to handicap the Derby, but you say this year it's even tougher. Why?
You know, there's no standout, Robin. There's nobody who has identified themselves as head and shoulders above the other. The handicappers, we look at the numbers, and it's kind of a slow bunch. Nobody's really grown up. And at this time of year, it's like adolescence. They're going through puberty. Usually somebody gets there first, you know, their voice changes, they get a little bigger, and nobody's done that yet. So it's really a fun year.
Because this race is the three-year-olds, and what happened to, I've been reading your columns following this, and what happened to Uncle Mo? Because he was one of the favorites, but I know he had some sort of a gastrointestinal problem.
Yeah, Uncle Mo scratched this morning, so he is not going to run in the Derby. He came up with something at the Wood, and, you know, the debate is, did he really come up with something? Was there something wrong? Or maybe he was one of those precocious, like, sophomores in high school who grew to 6'7", and then everybody caught up with him because he was the juvenile champion last year. He was the best horse of his generation, but he lost the Wood Memorial. He came in third place, and he looked very ordinary.
So an odd field, but what are your picks?
I like Animal Kingdom. I like Arch, Arch, Arch. I like Shackleford. And basically, I wrote about this earlier in the week. I haven't been right since 2001. So those are my picks, and it's for better or worse.
And not that we're encouraging the better.
Yes, we are encouraging the better. Because for 2 minutes, you're going to own that horse.
That's right. You're a stockholder. But let's address the question we always hear. You know, we've always just made sure we've touched on this. There are people who can't bear to watch animals prodded in horse racing. You say the animals can't wait to get, you know, on the track. But then there are the terrible injuries of recent memory and questions about drug use. Has anything changed?
You know, actually, Robin, something happened this week. They introduced a bill in Congress, and I'm with you. It's a beautiful sport, but when you have animals break down in big races, when you have trainers being caught using drugs, which they have, it's not good for anybody. It appalls me. And what has happened this week is Senator Udall from New Mexico and Representative Whitfield from Kentucky have introduced some legislation that would bring back control to the federal government banning drugs in basically all fashion. And it's not a terrible thing. I mean, in Europe, in Hong Kong, in Australia, they basically don't use any medication. So hopefully we are moving on, and you're right. We touch on this every year, and we just hope those horses, these beautiful horses, get around safely for the next 5 weeks.
Right. Well, a couple things. We want to make sure we've made a nod to this man.
That is my net bird now is coming on to take the lead as they come down to the finish in a spectacular upset. My net bird has won the Kentucky Derby. An impossible result here.
Now, that's Tom Durkin, the longtime voice of the Triple Crown races on NBC. He's there calling an upset in the 2009 Kentucky Derby, but he became very upset afterwards, and now he's calling it quits. Why?
Tom is a friend, and I'd see him every Triple Crown, and you'd never know his performance anxiety was really as bad as it was.
Unbelievable. You wrote about it. I mean, he had to, you know, go to a psychiatrist to, you know, be hypnotized.
Yeah, this time last year, he was getting hypnotized down in Louisville. He tried beta blockers. He tried prayer. He tried, you know, and Tom's a big gregarious soul, and he ruefully said, I even tried diet and exercise.
Well, because it's the, you know, we don't understand the stress you go through when you've got to get these just few seconds right. And like in that case, we just heard, did he miss a come from behind?
He missed Mind That Burden, and it is the one call that he wants back. And what happened in that, you know, we talked about the mechanics of it. He just never saw the horse, and that happens. You've got 2 minutes, you've got 20 horses. You've got 150,000 people roaring in the background. You're on national television. And the stress and the pressure is tremendous. And Tom said, you know, for months, beginning in about January, he'd start feeling a knot in his stomach. building up as he did his homework for the Derby. And, you know, again, I'd see him an hour before the race for 15 years now, and you'd never know. Yeah. It wasn't like he was in the fetal position under the table or anything, but, you know, it got to him.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks, Tom Durkin, for a year-long career. But, Joe Drape, one last question, because I know you are also extremely concerned about a different kind of, you know, sort of plumage, the plumage that will be atop the hats of the women at the Derby. You know, we just saw the, you know, the Philip Tracy hats at the royal wedding, and we hear they're going to be out in force tomorrow. Your thoughts?
Everywhere I looked, the ladies got their hats on, and I woke up with my son and my wife and watched the royal wedding, and I saw all those hats, and I thought a horse race was going to break out.
Joe Drape of the New York Times from Louisville on tomorrow's 137th running of the Kentucky Derby. Joe, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.